assess your performance, Carolina?
We got to move on from that. You know, we're on to the Giants week, and we're getting ready for those guys. Just, you know, got to get ready for them.
I know you want to play. Everybody wants to play. Do you need to play this upcoming
this week? It's really not my call. You know, you always want to be out there with your guys. I mean, that's just nature of the beast. You're a competitor. You want to be out there. But, you know, whatever coach asks me to do, I'll do.
Do guys itch more to play and you just wait for the coaches to tell you what to do, so to speak? Or do you, because you're always ready to play?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's just naturally in all of us. We're all competitors, you know what I mean? So we all want to be out there playing. And, you know, it's, at the end of the day, it's not our call. So can't worry about things you can't control.
When you consider the amount of time between the last preseason game and the opener, wouldn't it be beneficial, though, in terms of that's a long time to not actually play in a game?
That's just not my call. So I really don't even think about it like that, to be honest. But, you know, whatever they ask me to do, they ask me to do.
Do you feel comfortable now where you're at right now to be the opening day starter for 16 days?
Yeah, it's been a good training camp so far, for sure. We've made a ton of progress as an offense, as a team, and, you know, we just got to keep moving in the right direction. And I mean, we're worried about the Giants right now. We're not worried about opening day yet, so we'll get there when it comes.
Jimmy, based on the last couple weeks, when do you anticipate finding out if you're going to play and how long you're going to play?
Oh, gee. You're talking about this upcoming game?
On Thursday, based on...
The Bears game I found out like an hour before, so in this past week, not very much more than that. So I don't know, kind of have to stay on your toes. You never know what's going to happen.
Jimmy, looking back on the Carolina game, what are some of the things that you learned that you can take forward from that game?
They're a good defense, you know, so you got to tip your hat to them on some of those plays. And, you know, it's just little things here, little things there that you learn. I mean, experience obviously helps, but, you know, it's just something you have to learn from and move on.
You talked about when you found out, you know, you would start in those games. How does that keep you sharp on your toes?
just that in itself, you never know. You don't know if you're going to start. You don't know if you're going to come off the bench. And, you know, it's at first it was a weird. I mean, I can remember back to my rookie year, it was a weird thing, you know, not knowing. But you just get used to it after a while. I mean, mixing and matching with all the different guys, you learn guys' tendencies and how they play, and you just you react to it, really.
Jimmy, you said after the game, I think, that there were some good things you're pretty sure that you did that may show up in film. Did you see some of the good things as well in film?
Yeah. I mean, there was good and bad, you know, obviously. We didn't score as many points as we want to, but, you know, We started off our first drive with points, so, I mean, that was something that we were looking to do the last couple of weeks, and we finally got that done. So, you know, there's obviously some positives, but there's negatives, too, that you have to come away with.
Are there any specific things in this preseason that you've set yourself out to work on that you think you've improved upon from the beginning till now?
There's some things here and there, but, I mean, I don't think anything's perfect yet. You know, we're still trying to make improvements and, you know, get ready for this upcoming game.
No, there's no game plan really in the preseason, but one thing that stood out is when you guys are going fast, like the end of the second quarter against the Bears, touchdown drive, and even the drive at the start of the third quarter in this last game, you got it going a little bit. What is it about that pace that you seem to maybe develop a comfort level
with? Yeah, I mean, a big part of that is getting it going, you know, getting a rhythm from the get-go. I mean, the Bears game started with a little gain this past week, same way. I mean, just that initial play, getting the play started and getting the drive started, just gets the offense into a rhythm and keeps the defense on their heels a little bit.
Jimmy, you've watched Tom for several years now, so I'm sure not much surprises you, but were you surprised how much the intensity or pace went up when he went in the game last week?
Yeah, I thought our offense as a whole, we did a good job throughout the whole game. You know, the pace from in the huddle, out of the huddle, all that stuff, the substitutions, it was a pretty clean game overall as far as that goes. All good?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.